So the next item, underground tank program updates. Do we have?
So this, there's not a presentation for this one. This item's a status report on the UST program. The UST program has undergone significant changes in the last 16 months due to adoption of the low threat closure policy by the State Water Board. The staff report summarizes the changes embodied in the policy and describes the direction of the program for the next year. If you have questions, staff are here and they could certainly answer them. I think the highlights are is that the State Board, because of the financial, they did an audit on the UST program, found that there were many cases that were had been open for literally decades, and there just wasn't a rationale for why that was the case. The funds were being drained, and the concern was that many of these should be closed so that the limited resources could be spent on those that were a greater threat to public health and water quality. They adopted the policy, set that into motion, which required the regional board staff to go through all of our cases and prioritize those and determine which ones could be closed. And they set certain performance standards for us, and we have met those. The staff have been very active, and I think have done a good job. I know that Chris is, just this week, I've got four or five cases to review and sign off on, and this region has done a yeoman's job in terms of taking care of that work. And recently, we've been given work from one of the other counties or one of the other local agencies. Part of the review process was to look at local agencies also to make a determination whether or not they were doing their job and, you know, getting cases closed. And for those who either didn't have the capacity, didn't want the program anymore, or weren't meeting certain performance standards, the State Board did not recertify them, and they transferred the cases to the regional board. So we've recently been given some additional cases to work on. The program is supposed to sunset in the next few years unless the legislature refunds the program, and my understanding is even if they do, it will only be one more time. The UST program is essentially going away over the next couple of years. One of our challenges, of course, is we have staff that work in the UST program, and that's where their paychecks come from. So the State Board and regional boards are aware of that change that's coming, and we are planning for that transition, you know, when that should occur. And Chris, do you want to add anything, or?
Chris Adair, program manager for underground storage tanks. The low threat closure policy was vetted through an independent panel. It was a lot of people talked about it, a lot of people looked at it, there was a lot of comment. The policy itself has proven to be, I think, a manageable policy. We've taken a conservative approach to it at this region, and yet at the same time we've closed 60 cases in the last year and a half. Yeah. I'll answer any questions you have.
Mr. Johnston.
So I understand that with all new storage tanks being double wall, we can anticipate fewer leaking underground storage tanks in the future, but I'm assuming that that's going to continue to happen. And I guess my question is, once the program is defunded, we're still going to have to deal with those. Maybe I'm premature. I'm just kind of curious.
The new cases that come up are far fewer than, I think we've had two this year in our region. The plan is to, the program will really morph into what's called the site cleanup program, which at this point, at least, is funded through the responsible party pays for the funding. The tanks program is funded through the cleanup fund, which is what's going away up in 3 to 5 years. The idea is to morph the what's left of the tanks program into the site cleanup program, and the responsible parties will pay for.
And yet, Mr. Jordan?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So I kind of have the same question, only mine's dumber. So, you know, if you have a tank with one wall and it decays in 15 years, is it not two walls and it's 30 years and we're back to the same problem? Or is the technology to a point now where different types of tank materials are used that you don't, that somebody doesn't anticipate will have this problem?
That, and there are much more, I mean, the technology has improved to the point where there are alarm systems, the double wall technology is far superior. Like okay. I said, we have one or two new cases this year, as opposed to we were having 60 cases a year when it was still single wall technology.
And I saw, did we see a letter collectively, or am I just, no? So I saw a letter on somebody little miffed about the closure process, and what I recollect is when we've seen those two is we up the threshold on some measurements to say, you know, what we said was unsafe in the past, we'll now say it can be a higher level, and we had a whole bunch of other parameters that would meet, and whether it was stable, whether it was moving, where it was in proximity to water or watersheds, that kind of thing. And so the response to that person or persons that might see in the shopping line at the grocery store and say, hey, you're that guy, is that it was vetted, that the only time something qualifies for the closure, whatever you're calling it, the low-threat closure program, is when there's a certainty that it will not have effect, and we're basing that on the monitoring we're doing and the mitigations that were made, right?
Yeah, certainty is a strong word, I think, but yes, there are caveats in place that make it so that it is very low risk, low threat, that okay. there will be an impact to human health or the environment.
Okay, thank you.
You know, the other thing about the UST program now is there's not only the new technology and the new alarms, but if you've ever gone to the gas station or Costco gas and they said, oh, we're closed for testing, that's what they're doing. They're testing the tanks and
there's a whole leak testing program that's through the state board.
Any other question, comment? So I think what you were saying is leaks will occur because nothing man-made is perfect, but they will be small because they'll be detected at a very early stage.
They'll be few, they'll be small, they'll be detected at an early stage, and the process, the cleanup process, has also improved a great deal. And so having cases that are open for 10, 15, 20 years is just something that I don't believe is going to happen anymore.
All right. Thank you very much. So thank you for this update.
Just a very fast 10-second thank you to Chris and the gentleman that just spoke. I'm sorry. Michael Adair?
Chris
Adair and Chris Rose. Thanks for all the work. It's kind of behind the scenes for some of us, but it's a tremendous amount of workload that it sounds that you've been doing, so thank you.
He does a lot of underground work. Yeah.